Welcome to the Prophets in Pajamas podcast. I'm Danielle DeTeach, or Coach Danny D, and I help women to create luxury brands by creating processes and tightening their branding. This is where we talk about how to build your business in a way that allows you to work with ease and enjoy your life. My happy space is spending as much time as humanly possible in my pajamas, and I want to help others to find their happy space while still running profitable businesses. So get comfortable and let's dig in. Welcome to the Prophets in Pajamas podcast. I am your host, Coach Danny D, always here helping women, entrepreneurs, professionals to find that space of balance, that space where they are living the life that they want and finding success in their business or career. I know a lot of people think that that work-life balance is elusive, and it's not something easy to come by, but it is something that we can get to. And, you know, it's one, a matter of perspective. Balance does not necessarily equal 50-50 of both things. It just means that we are finding a way to make it all work together. And part of making it all work together is also just removing some stuff. Sometimes some of the stuff doesn't fit and we're carrying it and it's making our load heavier, right? Okay, so today's topic, I had a few things on my mind and it took me a little while to get to where I wanted to get to on a topic, but I think I got it. One is springtime, and springtime is that time of renewal and rebirth and, you know, resurrection. All of those things are associated with springtime, and spring is my favorite season. So that was on my mind. But the other thing was on my mind. I had a powerful conversation yesterday with one of my clients, and we were talking about whether or not you are operating in your greatness and what happens very often, especially with, you know, women who are high achieving, who are producers in the sense that they make things happen. You constantly are seeing them achieving things. They're moving seemingly at a faster pace than the other people around them. Sometimes, as much as that is a positive, it can also be a place to hide. And what I mean by that is, you know, you get the accolades. Everybody is saying, oh, girl, you are doing it. You are, you know, every time I see you, you're doing something different and you are succeeding and this, that, and everything else, right? Here's the thing. Not negating any of that. Yes, all of that is true, but we have to be able to look within, deep down within, and say, hey, am I just merely producing? Am I presenting my good when I also have a great, and I might even have a phenomenal? And that's the space that we have to examine. And I'm not saying that from a standpoint of, because, you know, there's also the, you know, hyper achievement. Like, you know, I'm not trying to get people into these hypers, because hyper is when you are over what is normal, right? And not normal as opposed to extraordinary, but normal as opposed to what is in the space of healthy versus, you know, now I'm locked into this hyperachieving where I, constantly have to chase the next thing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about bringing your fullness to what you do. And sometimes our good looks extraordinary to someone else. It looks extraordinary from the outside, and we get comfortable there, and we don't dip into or chase what is our extraordinary. We don't go to that next level, but inside we secretly know that is there and it's kind of nagging at us a little bit, but we just, find little ways to pull back, little ways to retreat. But there's magic in that, in us moving forward, in us being uncomfortable, in us pushing ourselves for that level that we know that we are capable of, because that's where our gift is, and that's where we are able to serve the most. That's where we're able to inspire the most. So it was an interesting conversation, and it's just a reminder. Y'all know this is my year of not playing in God's face, and it was just a great reminder of, hey, you got another level. And again, it's easy to stay here because, people see that as great. When I was in elementary school, we had this little poem that we would recite, and it was good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best, right? Are you living in your best? And sometimes it's not even about an accomplishment. Sometimes that may be about, are you putting yourself in the best position? Are you burning yourself out? And maybe you need to check on that. And maybe you need to renegotiate things. Are you people pleasing? And that is causing you anguish. Maybe you need to look into that. So it is not always about achieving the next thing, but it is about creating your individual success story. And part of that may be reaching for that thing that you haven't achieved yet. Part of that may be renegotiating how you operate so that you can operate in joy and fulfillment, that you can move in a way that is pleasing to all the areas of your life, right? So what does that look like? That's your assignment. What does that look like? What does this, fullness look like? And then how are we going to push ourselves to get there? Because we're not going to sit here knowing that we can be full and not be. And I'm going to bring it back around to spring because, again, spring is my favorite season. I can't not go there. So if you've been following me for a while, if you know me personally, you know that I do not have a green thumb. Like, absolutely do not. But I love flowers in springtime. And so I replant those flowers every year because, oh, Jesus, I'm not. That's not my strong suit. That is not my strong suit at all. This year, this past spring, I was very excited because my flowers made it past Easter and we were doing good. But then, oh, Jesus, we had 115 index for most of the summer. And then we had a couple of freezes during the winter. So Needless to say, these flowers did not do what these flowers, were trying to do. They did not make it. But when I went to get ready to, clean up the flower bed and plant new plants, there were three plants that not only survived but were thriving. When I purchased them, they were itty bitty little things and little itty bitty little pots, individual pots. And just like all of the rest of the ones, it wasn't like it was just them, but they were so little bitty things. I think I actually put like three together because they were so small. And those things are huge. They have been thriving. And I'm saying that to say we have that within us as well. And it doesn't mean that every plant that is around us is going to bloom. Everything that we touch is going to bloom. Some things may fall by the wayside, but some things will stand through the adversity, the weather, whatever it is. Some things will weather the storm. And we got to continue to nurture those things. So when I got ready to pick out new plants, I built around those things that stayed. And we have to do that in our lives as well. Build around those things that stay. Know that we, even if we have to start over, we're not starting from scratch. We're starting from where we are. And taking that, taking what is blooming, continuing to nurture that, and then add to it until we have the garden, the life, the situations that we want. So that's the word I have for you today. Just as far as what's going on in the world of workflow, of course, I'm always gonna tell y'all about the success journal because it just is a beautiful way to keep focused on the fact that you are a success and you are just continuing to fine-tune that, but you are a success already. So, if you don't have a copy, get a copy of the success journal coming up April 1st. We're going to start the next round of the calendar detox challenge. So that is the space for if you are looking for that work-life balance and you're finding that you're overwhelmed, that you are stressed out, that you just don't have time. There's no time and you feel that drowning feeling. The calendar detox challenge is a space that you need to be in. That is where we are going through and we are peeling back what belongs on that calendar and what doesn't. We are working through the part of ourselves that keeps adding stuff to our calendar that is not for us. And then we are protecting that time and that space. So that's the calendar detox challenge. Also, in April, we're going to start the spring semester of the Own Your Business Academy. So that is the perfect place to get your foundation together. So we, a lot of times, especially as entrepreneurs, we jump in and we're building as we go. We're building as we go. And sometimes, we might not be the best carpenters. Sometimes we may have missed a spot, or we may have, just been doing what we needed to keep going, that we haven't made that foundation solid. So this is the opportunity to go back through all of those parts of our business and solidify them. There are, exercises each month is a different topic, and there are exercises associated with it. I'm very big on learn something, do something, because we will learn and we'll get that overload, that mental overload, and not take action. So this is set up. Each lesson has an action item associated with it, so that when you work through it, You are building that foundation brick by brick and building it in a solid way. So if that's something that you need, the Own Your Business Academy is starting on April 2nd. So hurry up and enroll in that so that you can be prepared to start on day one. And again, it is at your own pace in that respect, but we will do not weekly, but monthly calls about that particular month, what that month was about. We'll do group calls so that we can work through some things and get coached through some of it, right? So that is that. We always have merch available. We have merchandise available. So get your merchandise. We have shirts, cups, sweatshirts, pajamas. So head on over to Graphic Tees by Coach Danny D and get your merchandise. I'm trying to make sure I don't forget anything. I think that's it. But if I think of something else, I will definitely put it in the show notes. Y'all have a wonderful day and a beautiful Easter weekend if you celebrate Easter. And let's just, step into our full self and let the world see what that looks like. All right, y'all. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Profits in Pajamas podcast. I hope you got some great tips to start working with ease. Want to stay connected? Follow me at Your Workflow on Instagram. For more information about building your luxury brand, register for my upcoming luxury brand workshop at CoachDannyD.com.